USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There should be a warrant for Vladimir Putin. So says the U.S. former chief prosecutor for war crimes. Carla DuPont called the Russian president a war criminal as she made the rounds to Swiss media while discussing her latest book. Ukraine was invaded nearly 2 months ago by Russia. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated, but adds war crimes were clearly committed in the country. U.S. Treasury officials arguing despite the Russian ruble returning to its pre-invasion rate on international exchanges, sanctions are weakening the Russian currency. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. For the week on Wall Street, the Dow was down 43 points, the Nasdaq was up 92 points, the S&P 500 finished up by 3. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
E-commerce giant Amazon says it's disappointed with the outcome of a union vote at one of their Staten Island facilities in New York. Employees there voted to be the first Amazon warehouse in the company to unionize. In a statement, the company said they are evaluating its options, including filing objections based on the, quote, inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. The New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend to cook up a feel-good story about a helpless homeless man, then scammed hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online, was sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. The scam Mark D'Amico helped devise raised more than $400,000 through a GoFundMe campaign. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in November. D'Amico has previously pleaded guilty to state charges last year. He was also sentenced to 3 years probation and, in addition, must pay restitution and undergo counseling. Final Four set to tip off Saturday evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Ukrainian refugees have made their way to Mexico.
Hundreds of Ukrainians fleeing the Russian war are camped out in Tijuana as they try to cross the U.S. border. A report from Reuters says about 600 Ukrainian refugees are spread out on blankets and lawn chairs on a patch of grass near the international port of entry near San Diego, and about 500 more are staying in nearby hotels. A Tijuana official says about 40% of the migrants are children. He said about 100 Ukrainians are being allowed to cross into the U.S. each day. Last week, President Biden vowed to accept about 100,000 Ukrainians into the United States. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The House, largely along party lines, voted to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for distribution and possession. It now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is working to introduce a similar bill in the next several months. It's not clear that legalization would pass in the upper chamber. At least two Democrats have expressed skepticism about the proposal. Dinosaur tracks from 112 million years ago have been damaged by machinery used to rebuild a boardwalk at the Mill Canyon Dinosaur Track site in Utah. A federal report said the damage was minor, adding that an area where a prehistoric crocodile crossed the mudflat appeared to have been driven over multiple times by a backhoe. The site is considered among the most important dinosaur track areas in the country. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.